Okay, ratio test chess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Avo Chosen Shenasa Isha Koidemarego. Let's say a Chosen gets married to a woman before Yom Tov, and comes Yom Tov during Sheva Brachas. Umes le mes Pesaicha Regal, and then in Yom Tov, somebody dies. As I call Shiva, you may Mishta Shaloi, Einan Oilen, Loilum Minion. It does not count to him for the shloshim. Right? Okay, it's a very rare case. Right? Meaning the Yom Tov came during Sheva Brachas. So they don't count towards the shloshim. Saif Simon Reshid Gimel. All right. Fine. Tess, even though there's no avelus in regal, misaskin by the nachamai, then you can still be Isaac in nachamai. Meaning, people ask this when you have, unfortunately, you have somebody that dies during cholamayid. So people want to know, should they go over to the house and all that? So even though there's no avelus, but you can be busy to be menachamim. It's not considered avelus. Even though avelav midi kovid, the avel's not doing anything. People are just coming over and saying, sorry with your loss or whatever other stuff, or putting BDE in the chat and that thing. Yeah. Well, achara regel kishe yichlu shivas miyame kvura, and after Yom Tov, jeez, can you do it a little sizzle? Right.
Here before this call comes.
Well, achara regel kishe yichlu shiva miyame kapurim. I wish,
I'm going this
yeah.
way. This is easier. It's block.
Okay, and after the Yom Tov, when the 7 days is over, even though he's still sitting Shiva and Avela's not over, you can do Malacha through other people. And his servants can even do it. You hear this saying a big chiddush. I don't know if it's a big chiddush, but meaning, even though Shiva starts after Yom Tov, but once the Shiva's over from the actual Kvura, then he could have people do Malacha on his behalf. Even though normally during Shiva, you can't have Malacha be done on your behalf. But for this case, because the Shiva is only starting much later because it couldn't take place during Cholamayim, so therefore, after the it's then it's then you can do malach. I think you can have other people do malach. You don't have to be menachemim the amount of days that they were menachemim during Yom Tov. But you just, you show him a face. Meaning you acknowledge it, right? Meaning. Let's say the mace was buried 3 days before Yom Tov, and people came to be Menachem. Then you only have to do Nicham Avelim a little bit, for those few days after, right? Fine. 1 second. That's Avamar Lepaya. Didn't Aval Bapurim Ayin. So that we already discussed. Fine. Simin Reish Chav Din Sheragol Mavatel Gzeir Shiva Shloishim. The din that Yom Tov is Mavatel the Gzeir of Shiva and Shloishim Bo Yutziv. So Regel Mavatel Gzeir Shiva Gzeir Shloishim. Yom Tov is Mavatel Shiva and Shloishim. Ketzad Hakoyver is Meisai Koydam Regel V'Nag Avelus. So somebody buries his dead before Yom Tov, and there was Nag Avelus Kivin Shabbat Regel Masik as Avelus. The Regel comes, it stops the Avelus. Even if he was buried be'erev Yom Tov le'eis erev in the evening be'inyan shechol olav avelus, when avelus happens afilu shecholas manolav rak shomu etes koyim Yom Tov. That's even if he just took off his shoes, mamish a few minutes before Yom Tov, that's enough. Masik as avelus stops the avelus and nechshol le'kiilu kvar noag avelus kol zayin, and it's considered as if he sat Shiva for 7 days. And Yom Tov HaRishon is considered 8 days, And that also counts towards the Shloshim.
What do you
Even
mean you
if
have different regions consider 8 days?
meaning you only need another 22 days.
For Shloshim.
Yes.
And that young the whole
For
Yom Kippur.
Shloshim. Yeah. Bafilu im haya erev yom tov b'yom Shabbos, even if erev yom tov was on Shabbos, v'shama shmu akroy v'samach l'erev, and he heard on Shabbos right before yom tov that somebody had a relative of his died and was within 30 days. Aval pisha b'Shabbos ain't noyeg only dvarim shabbatzina. Even though on Shabbos he's not noyeg only dvarim shabbatzina, kivon shenoag afilu rak b'zeh, since he's noyeg even just that type of avelus, gam ken a regel mabatel as a shiva, so mabatel the regel mabatel shiva. Base shogeg by hizid v'loy noag avelus kodem a regel. If he made a mistake or on purpose, and he was not noag avelus before yom tov, aishen nikvar amei samach l'chashecha, or the dead was buried close to dark, v'loy yochel linag avelus, and he wasn't able to be noag avelus, ain a regel mabatel, the regel is not mabatel. As if he buried on Yom Tov, which is very rare because you just sit right after the grave, the dirt goes on the grave, you quickly sit down. And then that would be, so I don't know exactly what would be the case, but theoretically, if somebody didn't start Shiva before Yom Tov, even if the burial was before, then it's not a, it's it doesn't count. If one of the days of Avelos falls out, except for the seventh day on Erev HaRegel, right? Meaning the Shiva was 3 days. Yesh matirun l'chabes k'susay v'loy yalbishu ad halayla. Some say you're allowed to even wash clothing, and but you don't wear it till the night. Kimet HaRegel yivatal gzeira Shiva, since Regel is mevatal Shiva.
When do you wash your clothing?
During the Shiva, during that day.
Not the
Yes.
clothing. That's the clothing.
Erev Yontif. V'toy l'chabes ad. It's better not to wash the left of chatzos, so that it should be recognizable that the reason why he's washing it is for the regal. V'lirchutz asar ha'alayla, and to wash it's also until night. V'yesh matirin lirchutz achar tfilas ha'mincha, some al chashecha, and there are those that are matir to wash after mincha, meaning wash the laundry after mincha, close to chashecha, v'hecha de nog nog, and whatever the minig is, we giluach l'kuli ama asar, but taking haircuts, everybody holds it's also haircuts and shaving. That's a din in the Shloshim. And in this situation, you're not makel. But they always, that's the Avil, it's always hard for Avilim to understand that, because we tell them, okay, Yom Tov is being Mevatel the Shiva, but you can't take a haircut, right? You can't shave, certainly not for parents. Dalit covers Mesa Shiva's Yom Lefnei Regel. Let's say you buried more than 7 days before Yom Tov. Kivan shenog shiva kodem regel, since he was noyeg shiva before Yom Tov, a regel mevatel gzeiras shloshim, and shloshim gets negated. V'afilu haya yom hashvi'i be'erev Yom Tov, even if the seventh day was erev Yom Tov, which means they get up from shiva erev Yom Tov in the morning, the shloshim knocks it. The Yom Tov knocks out the shloshim. Kivan damrinon mixas yom kikulay, since we say mixas yom kikulay, arei la'achri yitzia mebeis haknesses nishmu hashiva, after he leaves the beis haknesses, Shiva's over. Ushara yam hu b'taras lamed, and the rest of the day is taras lamed. Even though really it's Shiva, we just say mixes yam kikule. Uboa regal umafsik, and the regal comes and stops the shloshim. Umutur l'chabes v'lirchutz l'galeach b'erev regal samach l'chashecha, and it's mutter to wash and to do laundry and to take showers and to shave on erev regal samach l'chashecha. Kimin shu aysel l'chvayt a regal, since he's doing it for yom tov. For regular mevatel gzeiras lamed, and the yom tov is mevatel shloshim. With erev Pesach, kivin de lachah chatzos, shu'z man shchitas a Pesach, nesher kitzas kmo yom tov. Right, we know we're supposed to erev Pesach, supposed to stop shaving by chatzos. What do we chitza take of lachah chatzos? So then it's mutter to wash immediately after chatzos, and lagaleach kaidem chatzos, and you should take the haircut before chatzos. Kivin de lachah chatzos, also lachah sheyigal chesah, because after chatzos it's also to get somebody else to give you a haircut, although you can get a goy. Now this doesn't apply to Avelim for parents. Parents, we said, are not allowed to, you're not allowed to take haircuts after Shloshim unless everybody says that you look disgusting. Okay, we'll stop over there for that days.
Okay, well, you finish the simon, and you do Alden Bays and Rachel Hall.